This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. This storm is no joke. That from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as Hurricane Helene closes in on the state and suggests it's not too late for those in the storm's path to leave.
You can get to a place that is going to be on higher ground and is not going to be susceptible to storm surge.
Helene is now Category 4. It's expected to remain that strength as it makes landfall along the state's Big Bend curve later tonight. Ukrainian President Zelensky met today with President Biden and Vice President Harris more than 2 years into the Russian invasion, both promising U.S. support for the long haul. Zelensky will meet tomorrow with former President Trump. Special Counsel Jack Smith has submitted a lengthy brief to the judge overseeing Mr. Trump's federal election interference case. It urges the judge to take the case to trial. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a proposed U.S. brokered ceasefire for Israel and Hezbollah. This is ABC News. It was a sad day in Oakland as the A's played their last game in the city before moving to Las Vegas.
If you didn't grow up going to Oakland A's games, it's hard to understand the feeling of loss and emotions that A's fans are feeling, especially after losing the Raiders and Warriors. The A's are the last team to leave.
I cried in the car on the way over here. Yeah. It's devastating, man.
That's it, you know. Maybe I shouldn't talk anymore because I'll be in tears.
For the final game, extra police are on hand to make sure people don't leave with souvenirs like stadium seats. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The team will play in Sacramento while their stadium is built in Vegas. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has been permanently disbarred from practicing law in Washington, D.C. Court of Appeals ruling said Giuliani's disbarment was connected to his license being stripped in New York State because of his role in former President Trump's bid to overturn the 2020 election. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Dinney and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. With Los Angeles and Philadelphia both winning Wednesday, the Brewers are now locked in and will play in next week's wild card round. The Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 this afternoon and will finish up with the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all feel things. Feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listening to my body talking to me. And, you know, the workout, even the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced former player Junior Bridgman as a significant
For me, it's hard, right? I live away from Wisconsin. My parents are, 3,000 miles away and an eight-hour flight. So it's tough for me to kind of communicate with someone, maybe.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, as the Badgers get ready for their first road trip of the season, and it is the Big Ten opener. Yes, Wisconsin and USC, a Big Ten game, obviously much talked about for quite a while, and now it is almost upon us, as the Trojans actually opened Big Ten play last week, had a down-to-the-wire game with Michigan, Wolverines scoring a touchdown late in that game, but a very entertaining back-and-forth game. Badgers coming off a bye, and now get ready for a little bit of push before the next bye in early November, joined by the head coach of the Badgers, Luke Fickell. So let's just recap the bye. And, you know, the old line, perfect time for a bye. You guys make it a perfect time for a bye, whatever it is, right? So how did you treat it? What was the week like for your guys last week?
Well, it was pretty consistent. I mean, you know, it's twofold. You want to get back out there as soon as you can, but you also got to be smart with it. So you have a plan going into before the season even starts to how you're going to handle the bye week. And the generality is we like to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and make sure that, it's a combination of, the week to come, but also, hey, what are the things we need to focus on? What are the things we need to do to get better? And what are the things that we're looking at for the long haul stuff? And then as coaches, obviously you're kind of self-scouting. You only have three games, but you want to find out, self-scout-wise, some of the things that you're doing and what do you need to adjust and adapt to? And then start to figure out, like, okay, what for the long haul is this going to do? You don't want to just get right. For me, I don't think we just want to get right into the USC stuff, because by the time you get to game week, sometimes you could be a little bit bored with it, but there's the ability to be able to do both. And then some way, somehow have a little bit of time to kind of clear your mind. Like, coaches will go recruiting. Our guys will get off. We went Friday morning and then kind of gave them off the rest day, Friday, Saturday. They come back later on Sunday night to get back into the routine of a game week.
Sports at this level, it's just such a fine line too, it seems. I mean, you look at schemes, but I've heard you talk enough about fundamentals. Doesn't matter who you're playing, ball security, all of that, that's a good chance to reset. If it's a simple step one way for an instant could cost you big defensively, all that stuff, right?
It is. All those things you hit in the bye week as well. You focus yourself doing the ordinary things extraordinarily, and that has a lot to do with taking care of the football. That has a lot to do with leveraging the football. The things that, everybody says, obviously big plays, the things that lead to big plays positively or negatively. Obviously a big play negatively is a turnover and your ability to take care of the football, and then most big plays against the defense, probably come down to some version of leverage and tackling. So those are the things, apart along with a lot of other, but the fundamental little things that no matter what week it is, but in particular on a bye week, that you really kind of hammer home.
This sport, or any sport, it seems, is so much about confidence too. And I don't know if there's a magic wand or a certain thing that you say, but if something goes sideways, to try to learn, move on, next play, which sounds really easy from the couch or from a broadcast booth, but from a player's perspective, when it's been a thing prior to your arrival, trying to reverse that trend, that's one of the big tricks, isn't it?
It is. I don't know that it's a trick, but what's the formula? I don't know. We keep talking about it. I've said it from the time we started camp. Nobody can just say, have confidence. Nobody can just grant you confidence. It comes in different ways, and whether that's individually, whether that's as a team, whether that's as either side of the ball, I know this, that I got kids myself, and when they walk out the door, if there's one thing, there's a lot of things you want them to have instilled in them. Obviously, my wife does a better job probably than I do, but we have gold standards. But if there's anything I want them to leave our home with, is to leave with confidence. And that just adds to a variety of things, whatever it is that you're going to attack in the next phase. It's the same way for our guys, right? I mean, you got to continue to do things that are going to give you the chance to build your confidence. But there's not a magical recipe or formula, or if we just do this or speech, it's something that has to be built over time.
I've heard coaches through the years say too, even if someone is still trying to grasp a system, a specific scheme, like whatever you do, do it 100 miles an hour, be all out. Something to be said for that?
There's no other way. That's obviously a coach talk, but there's no other way of learning and playing this game, because things are going to happen so fast, and it's easy as a coach in the film room to press pause and to see the things. And even as a player, you can watch the film over. You got the tablets on the side. Now I'm going to know everything. Now you got to know the ability to play really fast, the ability to make mistakes really aggressively and fast, is a great way to gain confidence, because you can see things that are happening in front of you. And if you can start to anticipate, it gives you a greater opportunity to make some of those plays, which helps to build that confidence, for sure.
You mentioned the self-scout portion. Now Jack Del Rio has been here. He's seen a few of the games now. He's starting to get his feet wet back into the college game. And again, your entire staff is involved, but somebody like Jack, does his value really ratchet up now? Okay, three games in, we like this. Might need to tweak that.
Yeah, it's anytime you've got somebody that obviously can be honest with you, but has a different perspective and eye, and sometimes even a newer guy's even better, because they haven't been here. They don't understand. Well, okay, so that's how it's supposed to work. Well, you know, from a guy that hasn't seen it, that's not the way it looks. It's not the way it's working. So I think he gives a very different perspective, in obviously the things that he's been in, but also at what he's seeing, because he hasn't been here for a long time. So it's pretty just blank slate, really honest, really open, obviously with a unique eye for a guy that's, you know, coached for a long time and played for an even longer time.
This first time we visited since the Alabama game, and Tyler Van Dyke, it's, you know, kind of the clown question. Well, how's Tyler doing? Well, I'm not doing well. I got hurt and I'm done for the year, but the surgery that he's had, everything okay? Like, yep. Start to rehab
just
here?
The other day. So this is the grind right here for him. You know, obviously the long haul, the mental side of things is what I always worry about with guys, athletes, when they get hurt. You know, it's never easy, but this time right here, these next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, it's really tough, you know, because the pain, it's a big surgery, and you know, not knowing exactly where things are headed, getting over that hump, I think that's when you can start to get back into the rehab and things like that. And so we want him around as much as he can. I don't know that he can travel just because of the surgery, but he will be a part and be with us. And you know, we'll get him on his way to recovery.
And as you mentioned in your news conference, you know, the long-term decisions, you'll have those discussions. But if you think of last year, Chez stayed pretty involved when he got hurt, right? Game 4. And, you know, maybe he couldn't travel all the time, but he's the staying engaged part. Again, that sounds like, of course, you're going to do that. It's still not the easiest thing.
No, it's not. And in this world, it's becoming harder and harder, especially for guys that, you know, that haven't been here for a long time. You know, this is a unique one, right? I mean, you know, he wants to be here. He wants to be a part of it. And that's the way we want him to be. But I know that, you know, I think Chez, when he got hurt before at some point in time, I'm not sure that maybe he traveled or maybe he's around as much. And there's many different ways of doing it. You know, and like I said, with this landscape today, that a lot of 1 year guys, I mean, I don't know, maybe guys disappear after, you know, if their season ends. That's, you know, the way it sometimes is done in the NFL. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But not the way we want to do it. Yeah. We would want him to be here, to be with us, to obviously help push him through and see him through all that he's doing.
We talked before the season. It was after the announcement that Tyler was going to be the starting quarterback. But you've been impressed with Braden, and it's not something you're just saying now because he's the starter. The way he progressed from last year's spring, fall camp, there's a lot to like about him, isn't there?
There is. And he's done a really good job. And obviously last year he was a redshirt freshman and was thrust into a really difficult situation, you know, and he did a good job. He handled it. He didn't bat an eye. I think that experience is going to give him, you know, a leg up, obviously, in this next this next opportunity. But he has. He has changed, I think, from that off season through all the way through the fall camp and the battle and all through spring football. Not just as a football player. I mean, he's always kind of understood the game. He's always understood the system. He's been really sharp with that, whether it was last year or this year. Obviously, he's a further another year along. But his ability to be a leader, his ability to kind of fit in with everybody, I think, is something that he has grown a lot in.
As you got him from the portal, like a high school player, you could probably get to know over the course of time. This is a little different, although I think Phil, there was at least a relationship before Longo. But how much of that in the intelligence, because everybody talks about how smart he is and how has he has such a grasp of the system. When you're in the midst of talking to him about coming here, are you able to kind of get that, okay, this guy really, he gets it?
I'd like to say, yeah. I mean, you do understand that, I think, with you know, guys when you start recruiting them, even in high school, because not that they know what they're doing in high school. I mean, high school is a different animal. But you do have an idea of what kind of a football intelligence they have, and you do some things when you're doing on official visits. You would think that when recruiting a quarterback, especially a transfer one, that you would have a lot more in depth and understand what they learn and how they know and how they learn. But as fast as those things happen, and as fast as even it happened with Tyler, you have to assume, based on some of the things that you've watched and the people that you've talked to, where they are mentally and how they handle things, because it's not a long courtship. And it's not one of them things like the NFL draft, where at least they've got a few months to do interviews and put guys on boards and things like that. It happens a little bit quicker.
All right, we'll see Braden in the starting role on Saturday. Again, that game will kick off at 2:30 Central Time out at the L.A. Coliseum. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We'll continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, ready or not, Wisconsin winter will be here before you know it. Trust your knowledgeable AirQuest dealer to deliver comfort and exceptional efficiency with an advanced heating and cooling system from AirQuest. To find the AirQuest dealer near you, visit AirQuestComfort.com and ask about our local utility rebates, financing for qualified buyers, and tax credits of up to $2,600. Surround yourself with affordable, long-lasting comfort with AirQuest. That's AirQuestComfort.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. A bit later in our program, we'll go to the players portion. We'll visit with receiver C.J. Williams, as well as defensive lineman Elijah Hills. But we continue with the head coach here for the next 10 minutes or so. The run game, the offensive line, I mean, as much as, obviously it was a tough day against Alabama, a really, really good team, capped an obvious statement there, but is it fair to say you continue to see some things out of your offensive line in the run game in particular that, okay, you could build off of this?
No, we have. I mean, there's been a lot of consistency, and I think that's where you really have seen those guys continue to grow. We know that there's ability. We know we have to be able to continue to run the football, but the consistency that they've shown, and I mean that all the way back from, even spring to fall camp, and even through the first three games, there has been. I mean, I know we all want bigger plays, and we all want some different thing, but like, if there's anything that's been truly consistently good, it's their ability to kind of control the line of scrimmage, their ability to get hats on hats and give us a great chance to run the football.
In the meantime, I'll circle back to what we were discussing even a few weeks ago about trying to build depth there. I know been a player or two a little bit banged up, but are you seeing some progress there with the other offensive linemen? So many of these guys, their careers are just starting.
Another great thing for a bye week, is finding ways to get more reps for those guys, because you just never know when they're going to be thrust into the action, right? And a lot of those guys in that second role are true freshmen. There's a few of those guys that you're counting on if something were to happen. And the more reps that you can get those guys in some competitive situations, it's only going to help. And so that was a big focus of the bye week as well, trying to have that balance between, too much and getting guys beat up and getting guys hurt in a bye week. But for those young guys, man, it's just every day is about growth at that position in particular. And we like some young guys that we've got. We got to continue to build them and get them some opportunities.
It seems like this is a very general statement. If somebody either side of the ball can make a big play, if it's an explosive on offense or a big play on defense. I was looking back at your season at Cincinnati 3 years ago when you got into the playoffs. I was visiting with Jaheim Thomas about this a few years ago when you won at Notre Dame. That was two top 10 teams going at it. That was obviously huge. But within that game, I think Sauce Gardner had a pick in the first half, kind of a big one, ended a drive.
Red zone.
And it's like,
in the red zone.
Is that, if you're looking at, not that you remember, or don't remember, but if. But those things, I've heard from coaches over the years where it could become contagious. You get a big play like that, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, yeah, we could do this. And then another one, then another one. You believe
things got to happen, but we got to make them happen. And in particular, that's a game that you refer back to. And heck, there's a shot on the slot receiver that was a big play on the Kyle Hamilton kid, who's a phenomenal player, and for a touchdown. There's a big play. And things like that, whether it's a big game, whether it's just getting momentum, getting confidence, they got to happen. And right now we haven't had as many of them. And I think that's that, even in those first couple weeks where, you felt like you controlled things. You didn't put things away like you needed to, but what it came down to was those opportunities to make some of those plays. And you're right. They do start to happen, but they don't just happen. Somebody got to go make it happen.
And you rely, I would imagine, on your leaders. You call it the leadership council,
yep,
too. I mean, there's so many things that you guys can say as coaches, but you need these other guys to maybe, if they need to say something, go ahead.
That's where we've got to continue to grow. We knew this was going to be, a mountain that we continue to climb this entire year. And there's going to be pits and there's going to be things that happen. But you got to make sure that those guys from within are the voices of that locker room. And, yes, there's a leader. Yes, there's the head coach, myself, that's up in front of those guys every single day, trying to continue to push the messages and the mentality to what we're doing, but it's the guys within that locker room that really control and really are going to grow this thing. And that's where, you know, we got to rely upon those guys a lot more, not just on the field, but off the field as well.
Part of the beauty of sports is you never know who's going to be that guy who makes a play. And we're so early in the season, but I mentioned we're going to visit with Elijah Hills coming up a bit later. First couple of games, he gets a couple pretty sizable sacks. You know, young man from Albany, FCS program, a really good one. As you try to, you know, get depth going and productivity on the defensive line moving